But right now, it's...
Why? This is why can't have
nice things.
Nice things.
Well, talking about Alcatraz perhaps being reopened as more than just a tourist destination. Let's go to a lockup in Georgia who went on lockdown this past weekend after officers could not find an inmate who was convicted of murder. The Clayton County Jail, Jonesboro, Georgia, locked it down after officers could not find for about 12 hours Julian Brooks DeLoach, missing from the county jail. He was on loan from the state prison due to a recent misdemeanor. And they locked the whole thing down, sounded the sirens, brought out the searchlights, dogs were there. It was like the whole Shawshank Redemption all over until they realized, oh, wait, we had we put Julian there at the courthouse in the holding cell just off the jail.
Oh,
off the,
what?
The courtroom. Yeah. They show up there and sure enough, there's Julian just sitting right there. It's like, hi, guys.
How long was he in there?
12 hours.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is he hungry? He need a snack?
Probably.
Yeah.
Dum, 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 dum.
Now, this may surprise you, but sometimes you don't get the best service at fast food restaurants. Brave Hamburger, well, he got ticked off at his local McDonald's after a dispute in the drive-thru. So he went in, handled things like a true patriot, and then attempted to steal the cash register. But instead of getting better service, he now has charges of attempted robbery, which is not nearly as good as fries.
Stealing the entire cash register. Yeah. That's an extra level of commitment.
And who uses cash? Come on, Bray.
Pretty sure they're heavy.
Dum, 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 dum.
Go to Florida. Community in Florida being terrorized by this particular gentleman in the Port Charlotte, Florida area. 38-year-old Earls Ernest Saintville. All right. Earl and Ernest in the same name. Mm-hmm. Combined with that is a last name.
He's a saint.
Either way.
Aww.
Yeah, he's not up for the papal candidacy. No, he's in the jail after he, for several weeks now, has been known... It's weird when you get this. This is what you're known for. Throwing cans of food and groceries through nearby and area houses, front windows, and businesses.
What's going on there?
That's what Earl would do. Or Earls, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
I guess he's plural. Yeah, in fact, the thing that did him in was a can of cream corn Del Monte brand, by the way.
It always does.
That cream corn, I mean, nobody wants it.
Dun, 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 dun.
Can't blame Earl.
So when you think culture, you think Florida. Am I right on this? Man, it's a good thing. Because police found Charles Dickens in the parking lot where he was sucking down wine and beer. He was double-fisting that Charles Dickens, except it wasn't really the author. It was a man by the name of Vincent Conroy, who also had no pants and was completely hammered. He's now facing a variety of charges and didn't even get a bestseller.
Him a little bit.
Dum, 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 dum.
See what he did there. Stick with the Florida Man fun.
Florida Man.
If you say Florida Man three times, by the way, one appears. Well, or this. Florida Man Henry Betsy Jr. has been arrested for marrying three different women in three different counties.
It's here.
The women discovered the situation after they all met somehow online, and Henry is now facing felony bigamy charges and pled not guilty. Met all the women, all three of them, on dating apps, and then subsequently married all three. And when he was arrested, Henry said, thank you.
Dum, 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 dum.
So did you hear about James Farthing of Kentucky?
Boy, did I.
Ah, you see, he won that $167 million jackpot in the Powerball last week. So... wanted to celebrate and went on down to Florida to the Trade Winds Resort. Fortunately, he ran into a bit of trouble. He got into a fight. Deputies tried to break it up, and he wound up with the jackpot of criminal charges, including simple battery, resisting an officer, and felony battery on a law enforcement officer.
There you go. Just kept trying his luck, didn't he?
Dum, 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 dum.
And then, finally... let's go to Grand Rapids, Michigan, and the Kent County Recycling Center has issued a gentle reminder to please do not throw out your Civil War era cannonballs during spring cleaning. This guidance comes after someone recently tried to throw a cannonball away at a disposal center in Grand Rapids. The explosive was found, and then bomb squads had to show up and make sure. Sure enough, it was a cannonball. Civil War, probably still active. They've had to do this now again because the first time somebody tried to dispose of a Civil War era bomb in Grand Rapids, Michigan, it was only 13 months ago. So there you go. It's a cannonade.
Cannonball! Dum, 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 dum.